ويا ويلتي أني ويا حسرتي طووا وعن غيره قسها ويا أسف العلا وكيف الثلاث غير زاغت بماضي أم الخيب خيف طيب ضيقت فتجملا.
وكذلك نقص عليك. Just like that we reveal to you, O Muhammad, من أنباء الرسل, from the stories of the messengers before, ما نثبت به فؤادك, that which will give your heart firmness. So now that you are going through difficulty, and he went through great difficulty. No man went through the difficulty that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went through. Nobody in this world ever experienced anything like what he went through. And nobody will, alayhi salatu wasalam. And like we always mention, if there was one man from the beginning of time until the end of times that would be deserving, who had a right to be diagnosed with mental health, it would be the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But he did not go through mental health or anxiety or depression. He didn't go through any of that. And this is something that the brothers and the sisters, they need to align their understandings as it relates to Islam and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran and what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in the Sunnah. You find some people, they get really offended and hurt when you tell them that the good life lies in the Quran and learning the Quran and being close to Allah. And they say, that's not right. That's not right. The best of them would say, that's true, but there's more to it. And we say to them as well, that's true, and there's also more to it. Because our messenger told us this. We are saying it from the perspective of the messenger and Allah. And you are saying from the perspective of what you understand. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, تَدَاوَوْ يَا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ. Seek medicine, seek assistance in terms of cures. Go and do this. So this is right. If you feel that you are being afflicted by something, something is really disturbing you, your mental health is not good, nobody said that this door is closed. But the problem is when you say that the Quran is not enough. Here, imagine the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over you. A slave of Allah is saying that the Quran of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not enough. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah said to him in the Quran, قَدْ نَعْلَمُ, we know, إِنَّهُ لَيَحْزُنُكَ الَّذِي يَقُولُونَ. What they are saying to you, O Muhammad, it makes you sad. فَإِنَّهُمْ لَا يُكَذِّبُونَكَ. They are not rejecting you. They are not denying you. وَلَكِنَّ الظَّالِمِينَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ يَجْحَدُونَ. These oppressors, these wrongdoers, they are rejecting our verses. Leave them to us. Allah says to him elsewhere, وَلَقَدْ نَعْلَمُ, and we already know, أَنَّكَ, that your heart is feeling ضيق, tight-chestedness. What did Allah say to him? Did Allah say to him, go to worship? Or did Allah say to him that worship, say worship is not enough and declare it to the people? You are the one that's going to feel the most grief and sadness and hardship. Be a role model and tell them that this is not enough. He said, no, be a role model for them and tell them how to solve their problems when they face this hardship and bad mental health and anxiety and depression. وَلَقَدْ نَعْلَمُ أَنَّكَ يَضِيقُ صَدَرُكَ بِمَا يَقُولُونَ فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَكُمْ مِنَ السَّاجِدِينَ وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. Do this until you meet Allah and you will come out of this problem. Do you know more than Allah? Does your doctor and your teacher and your university know more than Allah? You will say yourself no. So this mindset is a mindset that has been put into our minds, but it has no asas fil kitab wa sunnah. It has no roots from the Quran and the Sunnah. وَلَقَدْ نَعْلَمُ, we already know, أَنَّكَ يَضِيقُ صَدَرُكَ بِمَا يَقُولُونَ. You are feeling pain. You are feeling sad and down. Allah said, glorify your Lord. Glorify His name. And be amongst those who prostrate. And worship Him until you meet Him. This is the solution for all of your problems. And we'll come to the end of the surah. وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكًا. A promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.